for the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Mad Aleph, second Mishnah. Hakosif Shtei Osios Ben B'Yamino Ben B'Smoloi. Person writes two letters, whether he writes them with his left hand or right hand. Ben Mishem Echol, whether they're two of the same letters. Ben Mishtei Shemes, whether they're two different letters. Ben Mishtei Samonios, whether they're two different types of ink. B'chol Lashon, in any language, is Chayiv. So any type of alphabet, he'll be Chayiv. Amar B'Yossi. B'Yossi says, L'Chayiv U Shtei Osios Ela Mishum Roshem. The Malacha was not Kosev, the Malacha was Roshem. Because Shekach Kosevin Al Turashe HaMishkun Le'de Eze Ben Zugay. The writing which took place in the Mishkun was that they would put each Keresh, was always put in the same spot, and where you would recognize that is you'd put a mark on the side of Keresh number one, and Keresh number two, you'd put a 1-1 and point A, 2-2 with point B, etc. So you would make some type of simon to remind you, and it could be a letter, it could be a number, it could be a marking. So it wasn't limited dafka to writing letters. It could be any type of person would make a simon which has some significance. It'd also be called the malacha. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Matzino Shem Katli Mishem Gadol. We find that a small name out of a large name is going to be Chayiv. So a person planned to write a large name and he stopped after two letters, so he didn't really finish what he wanted to do. But what he did finish can stand on its own. So that's also Chayiv. Shem Mishimon Umishmuel. The person was planning to write Shimon or Shmuel and he wrote the word Shem. Noyach Minocher. Don mi Daniel, God mi Gadiel, all of these is going to be Chayiv. It's a crash. Ben Mishem Echod, Shem Echod means Shteyan Alfin, that's two Alephs. Mishtey Shemes, Aleph Beis. Now, we'll see in the Murma Beis that specifically Aleph is a questionable shot. And the more it talks about the two Osias have to be something which is a word or has significance to it. So the word sheish, right? The big day sheish is shin shin. It's two letters, two of the same letter, so it's chayiv. Choch bonezem, choch is ches ches. The more gives us examples like that. Roar b'saroy, hichtim b'saroy, resh resh. But olive is not, there's no word olive. So why olive is questionable. The Gemara and the Rishash over here actually raises that question on Rashi. Shtei Shemes is Aleph Beis, two different letters. Mishtei Samonios, Achas B'Diyah, V'Achas B'Sikra, one with Diyah, which is black, Sikra is red. V'Choloshen, Bein Shal Ksavim, V'Guven Shal Kolum V'Uma, whether it's the language and the alphabet of any nation. As he said, it's because of Roshem. Mishem Roshem, Simen, Shoye Oysen, Kroshem Mishkan, Mipneshem Mepharkan, so they would take it apart. Before they took it apart, because when they would put it back together again, lo yichalfu seder akrashim, they would not lose the order. That's the basis of the memor. The filo lakosa. So basically, the point is, even they didn't write ela rosham shnei rishimus ba'alma l'simin. If a Torah person would make two simonim, so he's going to be chayiv, and one simon would better be with two is chayiv, and chati shirosim in the Torah. So one of these is also. A person to make a marking on something for a simon is an issur d'oraisa. Pastures. Shina Shem Mikotan, we discussed what is the din of Chatzishir by Shtei Osias. Pastures there is. Shina Shem Mikotan, Ha'osla Sheminin, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's come and tell us, Avog Abdullah Shalom, Yigmar Malachtoi, Shini is Kamen, Litzav Teva Gedoylo. He didn't finish what he wanted to do. So it wasn't the Gemara. Kavona Lachar, he wanted to write a Teva Gadol because of mixes. He only wrote part of it, but the voice of mixes Havi Teva Hamiskiyemis B'Mokam Acher. That little part could stand on its own. Is Chayiv. So the more Bishlama Yamin Lachayiv Mishum LaDerech Ksiva B'Kach. We understand why a person is Chayiv when he does it by Yamin. Ela Asmol Amai Ho'in Derech Ksiva B'Kach. People do not write with their left hand. So Amar Birmiya. Ve'ita yad shalom, referring to a person who is the lefty. Timur says, but still, so the more means that the phrase, whether it's the right or left, is referring to a person who can write with his left hand. The more says, yeah, but him, if they have a small day, mean the kuliyama val small lechayv ayamin lelechayv. But for him, he writes with his left, not with his right. So his left will function as normal for him, like everybody else's right. But his right should be potter. Alam Rabbi, b'shul b'shayyad, the mission of the guy, a person who's ambidextrous. Rav Yaakov Berei the Vas Yaakov Amra, he says, Hamani Rabbi Yosi. It's the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yosi. Damar lechai b'shtei osius elamishum roshem. See, even though Rishima, you could do with a right hand or a left hand. You could make a marking with the left hand. To write a letter is something which you don't takes a greater umanius of your yad. So you need the person would usually write with his regular hand. So it's not called derech ksiva. But to make a marking with your left, I can make a marking with my left hand. That's not abnormal. So the chiyuv is because of roshem. Fred Markasha Bahob made a sefer Rabbi Yosi, he reached a lab Rabbi Yosi. But Rabbi Yosi is only mentioned in the sefer. So more answers, Kula Rabbi Yosi, it's all Rabbi Yosi. You would understand that the Mishnah to mean a person who writes this way, it's chai, because of, like Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi says, that the only chayiv shteyos is because of roshim. So the Rishas suggests that Peshat and Rashi is that halacha that you need that the two letters should represent the word is only if you learn the malachas tosef. If you learn the malachas roshim, it makes some simonim. Two aleph could function as a simon, like anything else could function. Maybe that's what they did. They put an aleph and an aleph next to each other, and then a beis and a beis next to each other as a way to remind who goes what. So maybe that's so. Rashi says, "Shtei alfin," like this step of the Gemara, that the town of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi, that would make sense.
It seems to be indicating here that what is being, the marking that's being made, needs to be comparable to others. Either in terms of the word, but not the word you're intended, or in the case of the Mishnah, two markings, it's with you, they go together.
Well, I think what the Gemara is saying, we will see more about this idea of this. We had it before in the beginning of the seventh parak, but we're going to revisit it again. Is the malacha to be chayv, a person has to, it has to be something which is malacha miskiyemis, like the Mora said before, the Mishnah said before, malacha miskiyemis, but it's something which could stand as such.
But not just to himself, but to other people as well. That has to be true to others, not just to the person who's doing the marketing.
Okay. It has to be what? Which people would be considered normal, right? Normally considered has a chashivas to it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What Rabbi Yosi would hold with that. Rabbi Yosi holds malachas roshim. But if you made a rishima, so it's functional. Each person has their own private way of doing it, but that's called functional. But you start using letters, so if you learn the malachas kosev. The Mishnah start making a very big mistake, because if you learn the malachas kosev, ksiva is an active and intelligible. That's the process. Right, it has to be two. I can write Aleph Beis. It also worked. Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav. That would also be a good simon.
Yeah, but you need the whole thing. You need more in order to derive the context.
Again, if the person knows, I'm not sure that's correct. In other words, in Ksiva, the act of writing is to be intelligible. That's the purpose of writing. it's writing gibberish is not called writing, in the sense of writing is a form of communication. Rishima is a way of reminding yourself about something. So if it functions for me personally, maybe that's sufficient. So I'm not sure.
That's not the example. Right? The example is not that the Rishima functions for that particular person that wrote, made it, marked it, but rather it functions for the body, the kohana, the Mishra. After all, once that generation of kohani died, it didn't make any sense to the rest, and we'd never get back together again.
Okay, but there was one generation in the Midbar, that was it. They didn't take it apart anymore. Once they
brought. Yes, but all that generation died out before.
Levium.
Maybe not.
It's Levium.
So they set up in Shiloh, and that was it.
Like Shiloh, they didn't even use the crushing. They used their ureas, but they made the walls made out of stone. Okay, see Rashi. Muhammad Rabbi Yosi, the Lord boy ksiva ala roshim ba'alma. And with smaller roshim yahavi. I can make a rishima with my left hand. Okay, so no more. Amr Yehuda Matsinu. Some words like this. Ala Rabbi Yehuda shte oisi oisi behen shne shem basudim echayiv. All Rabbi Yehuda's examples were two letters, which the two letters were actually were two different letters. That we say two is sufficient. The shame kotim is shame God, but the examples they gave were shame, noyach, don, and God. So all these were two different letters. What about two of the same letters? It sounds like he chose his examples very specifically, means two of letters which are the same letter are not going to be chayiv. That's what it sounds like. But v'hatanya, we learned that a brayso is not like that. It says v'asa achas. The Torah wrote the word v'asa achas mikomet tzus Hashem Hashem lo yisya seno. No, thank you. So in Parshas Vayikra, in the Parsha of Korban Chatos. So you have a few times over here. Asher nosa yechotah, but also achas mikol mitzvos Hashem Hashem lo yisya seno. It's pasuk of Beis. Pasuk of Zayin. We never achas techa tobish kugam yam oritz. Pasuk so achas mimitzvoy Hashem asher lo yisya seno. That's pasuk. And then by the Yichodas so yishku ben elam dabrei nekahol. Also achas mikol mitzvoy Hashem asher lo yisya seno bo Hashemu. Okay. The first pasuk is as the Berel Ben Yisrael Emor Nevesh Ki Sechato Bishkagom Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Asher Lo Yisya Seno But Also Me Achas Me Heino. So here it says Also Me Achas Me Heino from one of them. Right, so here it says also so Achas Me Mitzvos Hashem. It doesn't say Me Achas. Okay. Vos Achas. It says he made one, which achas sounds like he did a whole thing. So yochel, I could potentially mistakenly think achiyitav kol hashem. So he writes the whole word. Achiyar kol a beged. So he's not chayv. So he plans to weave a beged. So he's not chayv unless he weaves the whole beged. Achiyas kol a nap, or he makes the whole basket. Tamalim may achas. He makes from one of them. It means he's part of it. Part of it is also going to be chayiv. Versus imei achas, where you just have the pasuk of mei achas. Yochel, I would think a feel like kasev elo oise achas. Le'origel chut echad le'osel abayis echad benapo. He only wrote one letter. He wove in one thread, or he made one circling around of this of the basket. I would think he should be chayiv. that one is enough. Tamalur says achas, it has to be an achas, it has to be, he made a whole thing. So that's what we derive, okay, it's enochai bashi, you have to shame kotim mishem gadol. So it doesn't have to be the complete thing that a person intends to do, but it can't be something which doesn't stand on its own. It has to be something which has some element of being complete to it. So shame kotim mishem gadol is chayv. And the Talmud says, example, shame mishem and mishmol, noach min nachar domi daniel gom begariya. Rabbi Huda Omer, even if it's two of the same letters, Yechayev, if they stand on their own, Kagon, Sheish, Tais, Roar, Gag, Choch, all these things, even if you're planning to write Gagim or Gagos, and you didn't finish your word, but since it stands on its own as such, it's also going to be Chayev. Amr Biyosi, Bechimishum Roshim, Bechimishum Kosev, Chayev. Is the chiyuv because of kosev? Hello, ain't a chayv elam mishum roshem. The chiyuv is because of roshem. She get roshem al kroshem mishkan leid the aizah he ben zugoi. Fichuk sorat svita achas al shnei nesorim. You make one mark which goes across two boards. A shnei svitas or two different svitas al neser echad on one board. Either those is chayv. So you know this issue over here being the same letters, different letters. It's irrelevant, obviously, because you don't need the letters to be chayv. The Brisa continues: says Rav Shimon Omer va'osa achas. He says va'osa achas yochel ashiyetiv es kol hashem asher kol abeged ashiyasa es kol anapo tamalim me achas. Okay, so I would think you need the full amount. The verset says, "Me'achas," even part of it. "Me'achas yechal filo kosev alois achas filo lo regel lo chud echad filo lo yosel lo bais echad benapo tamalim re'achas." Okay, so we have this theory in the Tupsukim. You don't need the whole thing. You do need a whole thing. The answer is, "Achi enochai b'chiyasa malacha shechiyetsa by miskayemis." It has to be something which is able to stand. It has to be able to stand. Rabbi Yossi, I remember Rabbi Yossi says the pasuk. So what's the pasuk teaching us? Vasa achas, vasa heina. So that's come and teach me. Pamim shechayev achas al kulan. We had this before in the seventh parak. So that teaches me that you can do one aveira, and it's counted as many chatos. Case where it's zodin shabbos and shigas malachas. So he was mechal shabbos many times. The same aveira. But it's chayiv each one independently. It's called achas, but it's heina. It's one, but it's many. Pamish chayiv achas kulon, and sometimes you only chayiv one for many. What is that? The case of shigah shabbos zodim alochet. Pamish chayiv kol achas v'achas. Okay, that's the brayse. Tani mi, and the Mor's going to go back to each one of the Rabbi Yossi a little bit later and explain it more. Tani mi, Rabbi Yehuda Marfil l'kasev el shei oisius v'hein shei mechud is chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says two of the same letters is chayiv, and you're telling me two of the same letters, Armish is meduik and Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be two different letters. So my answer is lakasha ha didei ha the rabbi. The Mishnah says, is Rabbi Yehuda saying his own opinion, there has to be two different letters, and this Bryce over here which says that it's two of the same letters, that there Rabbi Yehuda really was quoting his rabbi. The Tanya Kli, but different Bryce which says Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Mishum Rishum Gamaliel, a fill of Kosabella Bezosius, Vahain Shemecha, the sky, Kagan Sheish, Tais, Roar, Gog, and Choch. So, this other Bryce we have, that phrase which we have in this Bryce, it really was him in the name of Rabbi Gamaliel, but he personally disagrees with that and says it has to be two different letters. And that's our mission. The more than asks that Rav Shimon Hanot Hanakamba. Rav Shimon basically goes to the same steering psukim, comes to the conclusion that he has to write something, he has to do something which it could stand on its own. Okay, so it's miskayim. That sounds like you'd have to write a shem kat mishem godol. So it's the same thing as we have the Tanakhama of Yehuda saying. Right? Could be even the Tanakhama of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. The Tanakhama of this Bryce, I'm sorry, says that this idea of Shem Kot Mishem Godol is Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So this, the Bryce of the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Rabbi Gamliel and saying it can be even two of the same letters. And then Rabbi Shimon says the same thing. Chitema, maybe you'll tell me, Aleph Aleph da Azorcha da Azrecha Ikabenayu. He wrote the two Alephs of Azrecha. So he started writing Azrecha. Says Tanakhama Sabra Aleph Aleph da Azrecha Lo Mechayiv. So it's not chayiv because two letters. The Tanakhama says it has to be two different letters. And Shimon Sabra Kiman de Ise Begilturi Baalma is chayiv, since even though you don't find it in writing per se, but in different types of Kabbalistic, you know, in your amulets and stuff like that, you write all these, you know, aleph 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 aleph, you know, these type of things. So it's used in different types of languages where it's not necessarily representing words, but it's representing whatever. That's also enough to be chayim. He said it's failing in some way, shape, or form such a thing. So maybe that's what Shimon is saying. So you'd understand then, so that the flow of the Braisa is, the Tanakhama says you need two different letters. Neil says even two of the same letters, but his examples are sheish, teis, all these which are words in Lashon HaKodesh. I came along, and then Shimon says, you don't even need that. Even two aleph also works. So that would be the flow. Remember, the Shimon is coming, the Chumra, which then would be, we would understand that the Shimon is coming to be Machmer. The flow is getting more and more chumri. He holds you only chayv two different letters. You chayv even the same letters as long as they're a word, and he's only chayv two the same letters even if they're not a word. But what Rishim is not coming to chumra. V'hotanya, because we learned in a braisa. A kadeya kosher was chayv. The person is drilling through, he's making a hole, and he doesn't make it all the way through. He's still chayv, because he did part of what he had to do, even though he didn't finish the job. Hamagara kosher, a person is cutting off, smoothing off something, and he does part of it, it's chayiv. Hamabit kosher, he's ma'abit part of the leather. Hatzorbet klit sura kosher, he makes part of his picture, it's chayiv. Shimon amar achi kadechas kulo, you have to go all the way, you have to finish your job. Achi yigaris kulo, achi abedis kulo, achi yotzer kulo, he has to do a full thing, he had a full thing what he wanted to do. See, it's not called Malachas Machshavas. So two aleph is not going to be chayiv if you want to write Ezorcha and you only wrote aleph aleph according to Reb Shimon. Morris says one second. El Reb Shimon Haas Lashmin and Ashitav is Hashem Kula. You have to write the full amount, the full shame. And Morris said that can't be. But Motzis Amr Halchi Batanya Reb Shimon Amr. You don't need the whole name, the whole word. Shame meaning the whole word. So we have to change the gears to the correct gears in the braisa would go like this. I told you you have to write a full thing. He's planning to write a whole pasuk. So maybe you're not chayv until you write the whole pasuk. You're chayv even for one word, but you need a full word. And that's Rav Shimon Shita. Let's finish up the 2000. Let's rush with tomorrow. Rav Yossi Yemer, v'osa achas, v'osa heino, pam shechayv achas al kulon, pam shechayv al kol achas v'achas. I'm raising Rav Yossi in my time with Rav Yossi. How does he a darshan? It says me'achas. It could have said achas. So we have the word achas and the word me'achas. Heino and me'heino. So we darshan achas shehi heino. So we darshan the word achas. There's one which is many. He's over the Shabbos many times. The same variable has come malacha, but he's chayv many times because the Rishigas malachas. V'hena shi'achas, he did many different malachas, and it's only chayv once because it was a case of Zadon Shigas Shabbos. Then we darshan also the mems. So achas is Shimon. If you just write the word achas, we say you need to write the whole word. Me'achas shem is Shimon. Hena, what's Hena telling me? It's obvious. May Hena's told us. We derive these things from the Hena, from the main things. Achashi Hena, Zodan Shabbos, Shigas Malachas. Hena Shi Achas, Shigas Shabbos, Zodan Malachas. Okay.